This is a story called The Wishing Chicken by Abraham Williams. A long time ago, there was an old man. He lived on a farm, and the farm was run down. He'd sold his last pig. He'd sold his last cow. But he did have an old donkey. This old man lived here on this farm with his grandson. Finally, when they had run out of food, the old man called to his grandson. "Grandson, I want you to take this donkey, take it into town and sell it. Get whatever you can for it. Bring back the money. Then we can buy some food." And the grandson agreed. "I will do as you say, grandfather." And so he took the donkey. As he was heading into town, there was an interesting fellow sitting on the side of the road. He had a cart filled with many different things. This old man said, "Boy, where are you taking that donkey?" He said, "I'm taking it into town. I'm going to sell this donkey." "You're going to sell it? Well, why don't you sell it to me? I'll give you a good price for it. I've got something very special you might be interested in." "Very special?" The boy was very curious. So he said, "Please, sir, show me what you have." He reached into a box and pulled out a blue velvet bag. He reached into the bag and pulled out a wooden chicken. He said, "This is a very special wooden chicken. Why, it can grant you wishes." "Grant me wishes?" said the boy. "What kind of wishes?"
"Anything you want,"
said the man. The boy said, "I'll take it." He gladly handed over the reins to the donkey, took the wooden chicken, stuffed it into the bag, and headed back. Very happy and pleased, proud of himself, he couldn't wait to tell his grandfather. When he came back to the farm, the grandfather said, "Whoa, you've sold the donkey. Well, let's see what you've got. How much did you get for it?" He said, "Well, I saw a man by the side of the road, and he said he had something very special to trade for the donkey. And when he told me about it, I thought it was such a good deal, I traded him."
"You did, you did. What did you get? How much did you get?"
"Well, I didn't get any money, but I did get this." And he held out the bag. And the grandfather opened the bag and he reached in and he pulled it out. And it was a wooden chicken.
"A wooden chicken? A wooden chicken? You should have brought back money. Not a wooden chicken. I can't buy food with a wooden chicken. But it's a special chicken. You can make wishes on it." He said, "I tell you what, grandson, you won't be making any wishes on a wooden chicken." And he took the wooden chicken and tossed it over by the fireplace.
But grandpa," he said, "I tell you what, grandson, you go out right now and you go back and you get that donkey. And you'd better sell that donkey for a good price. Otherwise, you'd better not come back at all." Sounded pretty harsh to the grandson. He loved his grandfather and he wanted to do the right thing. So he went back out onto the road and tried to find the man. He searched for the entire day. He still couldn't find the man who sold him the wooden chicken for the donkey. He searched. Days passed. He began to wonder how his grandfather was getting on, but he dare not go back to the farm without the donkey or the money. It seemed as if an eternity had passed. He'd forgotten how long he'd been searching for the man. The grandfather became very sad. "I miss my grandson. I wish I hadn't told him he couldn't come back home." Oh, he grabbed the chicken, looking at it. As the fire was blazing, he was so angry that what had happened, he was just about to toss it into the fire. He said, "I wish that boy was home right now." All of a sudden, the magic chicken, the wishing chicken, began to tremble. Trembled so much, the old farmer dropped it on the floor. And as it began to tremble, it seemed as if the room began to fill with smoke, and all of a sudden, poof! The grandson was home. "Grandfather! Grandfather! I'm sorry to have returned. I don't have the donkey. I don't have the money. But I've been searching and searching," the grandson said. The grandfather said, "Grandson, this is a wishing chicken. I just made a wish that you would be back here, and now you are here." He said, "I have been so wrong. I'm so sorry. I should have made a wish. I should have tried it. I should have listened to you. But I couldn't see past the end of my nose. All I was thinking about was dollars and cents. You sure did, good boy. I'm sorry." Well, the first thing they did is they wished for a new cow. After that, a new pig. They began to walk around their house, wishing for things, a new roof, a new ox cart, a fridge full of eggs, real chickens. Once they had finished making their wishes, they became very thankful. Very thankful they had run into, the grandson had run into that special, special man alongside the road. And the grandfather felt as if he had learned something very important. And that was to trust his grandson. For he had done more than he could have ever imagined. And they now had something more than they could have ever imagined. The wishing chicken. They decided to keep the wishing chicken in a very special place. And it was right above the fireplace on the mantle. The end.